Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus is about gifts. It was a letter of encouragement. Listen to this from the fourth chapter. Rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love. In almost all of life systems, it is true that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Why do you suppose that is? You take all the individual parts of any system separately, but until you put them together, the synergy of their being together is the difference. It's what makes them greater than if they were all using their same brain power, their same energies, their same knowledge, if they were all using them separately. That's why we are so much more effective when we come together as the church. And Paul's message to the church in Ephesus was the same as his message to all the churches. Grow. Grow. I'm reading a book currently by a guy who is writing about the post-Protestant culture. And he says that's what we're living in. One would have to admit that he's mostly right. This is an entirely different culture than it was in that heyday of the Protestant churches between the end of the Second World War and about 1970, 75, somewhere in there. It's just a different world with different focuses. And though it may be the end of Protestants being the big dog, it's the beginning of what can be the best time in the life of the church. The New Testament church, when it was just beginning, where they were the little kids on the block, and yet they grew mightily, not just in numbers, but in their love for each other and for their love of Christ and the world that they served. Paul knew what he was talking about. He was singularly responsible for the growth in the early church. If you read the Acts of the Apostles, it's kind of a before Paul and after Paul time. And Paul grew more churches and grew more people individually, spiritually, than anyone around. And he told them exactly how to do this. In verse 11, he said, and his gifts were that some should be apostles. We talked about gifts earlier, and you claimed your gift. That's the first thing that we must do, is claim our gifts. What is the gift that you bring individually to put into this wonderful stew called the church, so that our whole will be greater than the sum of those gifts separately? In verse 13, he talks about attaining the unity of the faith. Does that mean to you that we have to all believe the same thing in exactly the same way about the Bible, about the gifts? Do we have to be pretty much in lockstep in our beliefs? Heck no, we're disciples. We have not been in uniformity since 1816. But the beauty of this faith is that we know that we allow each other the respect and the freedom of making those decisions on their own. Baptism means something different to each of you. This table may mean something different to each of you. The words of the high church may mean something different to each of you, but we come together and affirm each other's understanding. Unity does not mean uniformity. Unity means moving together in the same direction. What are we called to be and do right here in Conroe? The answer to that, as we undergo this study that Bill has promised to bring and Glenn has promised to bring, as we undergo those studies about what it means to take our gifts and apply them to our community, we're already doing that in big ways. But you ain't seen nothing yet. So what are we supposed to do? Well, first of all, we're supposed to proclaim the good news, aren't we? I mean, that's what we're about. What is the good news that we are to proclaim? A certain doctrine of Jesus? No. We are to proclaim God's love for us as made real in Jesus of Nazareth. We are to proclaim the good news of God's love for all of us, especially the marginalized and the disenfranchised. Secondly, we are to seek healing and wholeness for the brokenness that we find. We are to be a first aid station. At the soup kitchen and the food pantry, there is a lot more than soup and food doled out. There is love. When I see Bobby or Doris or anyone with their arms around someone, there's a sweet little lady who has a mean cat. What's her name? Diane has a mean cat, and it'll scratch her. And Bobby puts her arms around Diane at the soup kitchen and loves her into feeling better. We are to be that first aid station. Then we are to help to unify folks into a human, common humanity rather than foster divisiveness into kind of tribal action. We need to be, our church was based on the notion of unity, and everything we do should speak to that human unity. But in that same manner, we are to each celebrate our own uniqueness and individuality. The gifts that we bring are not all alike. They will look different and sound different. They will appeal in different ways to different people. But the very fact that we can come together into this wonderful soup is proof that those gifts are real. And then finally, acknowledge the fact that kingdom building is both our individual and joint responsibility. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we must mean it. Thy kingdom come. And then we must commit to give our gifts to the coming of that kingdom. And I'm not talking about some kingdom that's going to come sooner or later, by and by in the sky. I'm talking about the kingdom that Jesus was talking about. He talked about God's kingdom coming on earth. You know that little 10-word there's 10 words of two letters that pretty much say it all. But it should be said in two different ways. If it is to be, it is up to. Generally, that's finished me. But I think the better is, if it is to be, it is up to us. That is me plus you. And me and you combined are far more powerful than me and you separately. Then he concludes, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body is knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped. As each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in, you got it, love. Amen.